The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Happy Saturday, Grilling World. It's the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob in here with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Saturday morning. Each and every Saturday morning, you got the Grilling Guys. Get out there in your backyard, fire up your grill. We got a lot of good stuff for you today.
That's right. And this show is just about grilling. It's about having fun on your back deck. I'm just a guy with a bunch of kids who lives out in Lowell and grills all the time. And I burn a lot of food. But every now and then I get it right, so I got a radio show.
You know, in addition to the food that you're burning, I've been over there and ate some of that burnt food, and it ain't too bad. But, you know, it's important that the cool part about grilling is the fact that it's not a quick process. So it's really a social event. And that, too, is what this show's about. Because if you're standing around with your buddies, a phrase that we coined here that we think is unique to us is creating grill envy. And what it's all about is grilling is a social thing. Yeah, you're going to feed your family, but hopefully you're going to feed some friends, too, when they're around. And if you can create some grill envy in your neighborhood, everybody's grill is outside, right? So the neighbors can see what you're doing. And it's kind of fun just to go out there, smoke up the neighborhood a little bit, and get some people interested in what's going on.
Hopefully Wilson's peeking his head over the fence and checking out what you're doing.
Yeah, but the curse that comes with that is you want to put out good food. So that's what we're doing, is we're talking about techniques, we're talking about equipment, we're talking about recipes. We're going to help you be a better griller.
And the envy starts with the equipment.
It does. It does. You know, one of the pieces of equipment that we talk about a lot here is the Goodwin grills and smokers. You know, these are higher-end units. Bob is a manufacturer's rep for this company, so that's how we found him. But I'm telling you that we have the opportunity to look at a lot of different equipment throughout the year, and these things are just unbelievable. Later in the show, we're going to have Rob Russell from the Goodwin on the show. Rob's going to share one of his recipes with us. But you've heard Cowboy Russell talk to us before, but this guy's got the job of the country, I think. All he does is roll around and teach people how to grill. And that's a cool deal, man. If you can make a living at that.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, coming up later on in the show, we're going to talk to Big Paulie on his March basketball picks.
Yeah.
Got to be careful
the
not
Goomba.
To say anything.
Legal department. You know.
Yes,
right.
Legal
yeah.
department.
Right.
And I've got a great recipe for you on some smoked teriyaki stir fry that is just a crazy combination, but it works really well. Randy's got some excellent recipes for the game if you're sitting around with all your buds, or maybe your wife's a basketball fan or your girlfriend and you got a little date action going on a Saturday. If you're not watching basketball, you're probably down at the Ultimate Sports Show, and we've got the Ultimate Sporting MC Martinez with us right now. We're talking to Duran Martinez. He's in studio. Thanks so much for coming in, Duran.
Not at all, man. You know, it's such a nice drive here from Lansing because I saw about 100 deer, and the thing that's got me pumped up right now is I saw three toms out on a wheat field.
Excellent.
And they're strutting, and
already.
It's getting to be
Ooh.
Time. And that led me to think the next time I have you guys on my show, I want a little recipe for maybe smoking a turkey breast for the actual event that I get one this year.
Great. You know, I did that a couple weeks ago. It was a store-bought one. It wasn't a wild
right.
one. So we'll bring the wild recipe because it is a little different.
Sure.
But I bought a store-bought one that was like a little turkey roast, threw it on the good one for about 4 hours. At a, you know, again, smoking, guys, if you're not familiar with this, it's separate your heat from your meat. Right? I mean, it's indirect heat. We're going to bring this up to temperature in a slow process over a couple hours. I used some of the Three Little Pigs poultry seasoning on the outside of that thing, and it turned out fantastic.
That is really good.
Yep. And the cool part about that is there's leftovers.
That seasoning is going to be available here in a couple weeks in all Spartan stores.
Great.
So Spartans picked up the Three Little Pig sauces and rubs, and be a great place to go and get those all-natural seasonings.
Yep.
If you need a gluten-free barbecue sauce, you can get it there. You can get it at Zager's. You can get it at a lot of places now. But
that's that potato and rubber band quotient again, right?
It is.
If it's gluten-free, does that help us full-figured guys?
No, there's just there's a certain amount of people out there that can't have gluten.
Okay.
And they, I think it's all in their head. But anyway, it sells sauce. So Duran has a really crazy show. He talks for 2 hours on hunting and fishing, and I think that could be a 12-hour show. But
it could be an all-day
event. You're on 12 stations around Michigan. That's pretty cool.
On 12 stations around Michigan here, sister station to this one on WJRW here in Grand Rapids, Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. Of course, we cover the whole western lakefront through Muskegon, Manistee, Ludington, all the way up Traverse City, Petoskey area, down through central Michigan with Mount Pleasant, Saginaw, Flint, Lansing, Hastings, everywhere. It's a fun time.
So tomorrow morning, WJRW,
right here in Grand Rapids, 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Oh, I'm going to be there.
As you're getting up, getting ready for church, you can listen a little bit of AM Outdoors. And if you miss any of it, you can pick us up on the podcast on our website at amoutdoorsradio.com.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to be there with you tomorrow morning talking a little grilling.
Right on, man. That's right, because you were on with us this week, and you can find out what Bob had to say from the other end of the mic. From the guest's perspective.
Sitting there with no problem at all.
I am not touching the other end of that mic. Ooh, no way.
There's barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah. And I have to say also, this is a great day for me because I'm next to Randy the Rib Man. I almost said your old name, but you've since graduated.
Right, I have. We went away from Rub Man and went to Rib Man. It just fits better, and we're going to leave it at that.
He had too many strange guys approaching him with Randy the Rub Man. It didn't go over so well.
Duran, if you're just tuning in, it's 107.3 WBBL. We're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. We've got Duran Martinez in the studio with us. Duran, you're over at the Ultimate Sport and Fishing Show, right?
Right. Ultimate Sport Show, 1451, I think, is our booth number. We'll be there from now until 5 o'clock today, maybe a little later. Depends on how frisky
I'd have to say
around.
A bulk of all the people in there are big-time grillers.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Sportsmen love their grills. I've never been to a deer camp that didn't have at least a Weber kettle grill.
And everybody's trying to outdo the other one, so you can have the better recipe for their venison or whatever their game, their fish, especially right now, looking at the Grand, watching those guys catch steelhead. Oh, I'm in a studio right now.
It's kind of torture, isn't it?
It is. And then we get to watch them, too. But it's great weather to be out in Michigan and just get out. Even if you don't catch anything or take anything, you're out.
And, if you don't like smoked foods, and a lot of people don't, my wife does not care for the smoke flavor. If you don't like it smoked, I'll tell you, you can take a steelhead fillet and you can throw that skin right on the grill. You can squeeze a little lemon on it, just cut a lemon in half or put some real lemon, whatever you want. Throw a little rosemary, garlic, some crushed sea salt, and some fresh ground pepper, and just grill that baby. Shut the lid on your grill and grill it for about 10 minutes. And just, you don't really cook it all the way you, as Big Paulie says, you threaten it.
Bob, you cooking that on high heat or low heat?
Medium.
Okay, because you don't want it to burn. But you want it to get done, and don't you end up leaving the skin right on the grill pretty much, and you're
if
taking
you're not
the
careful.
Right, yeah, right. So you might want to oil your grill.
You can also, if you want, you can get the cedar planks from Great Lakes Grilling Company, and you can soak those for a day, right. And or any slab of little cedar, and just soak that. And there again, it's good use for your cheap whiskey. If you want a little bourbon flavor or something like that, throw that in the water with it. Amazing results. Cedar does things to fish that just are unreal.
And it's completely healthy, too. I mean,
absolutely.
You know what?
You can't get any better.
No, wild game, I try and eat it as much as I possibly can. And it's so much healthier for you, but you have to cook it completely different.
Right, you do. Generally, it's a lot more lean if we're talking about the meat rather than
sure.
the fish. So you have to be careful not to cook it at too high of heat because it'll dry out. But there's a lot of you guys out there listening. I know that were successful this fall and got a deer or maybe two, and you got a lot of venison in your freezer. And a little bit later in the show, I've got a quick little recipe for again this basketball season where you can throw together a little appetizer on the grill and use some of that venison up and make it just a real tasty little treat that's quick and easy. And we'll get that to you here later in the show.
That's right. Much good stuff coming up. So here's our offer to you. Give us your recipe to grill for the basketball tournament's going on right now called March Something or Other, and call us at 1-800-785-107.3. I expect Michael Gray to call any minute because I know he's sitting on his couch listening, watching basketball, picking the show apart. He's probably going, oh, Bob, why did you say that?
Right. Well, that's his job, but that's okay. But again, give us a call, 1-800-785-107.3. 785-1073. Give us your snack recipe, anything that you like to grill that you'd throw down at halftime or between games. Give us a call. If we like your recipe, is the best one we hear today, we're going to give you two tickets. Actually, Duran's going to provide us with tickets to the sports show across the street. So a lot of good stuff for guys over
That's
there.
That's right. You can also put your entry, if you're shy and don't want to be on the radio, you can put your entry on Facebook at The Grillin' Guys, or you can tweet me at Grillin' Guy on Twitter. So,
does that hurt?
Yes.
When you get tweeted?
It does.
Is it legal?
Yeah. Depends on where you carry your phone.
Oh,
does
that.
It?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It kind of goes with that rub man thing.
I started
I got rid of that, but you're still tweeting, right?
Yeah, and you're still hoppy.
Yeah, all right. We got it.
So, we have a special beer for the tournament, and I had to preview it myself just because the quality control around here is amazing. And it's from Arcadia. And I want to talk about Arcadia for just a minute because they're one of our new sponsors of the show. And it just so happens that we get sponsors that have incredible products. So.
That's right. You you had an opportunity on a way back from one of your business trips to swing into Arcadia Brewing. Now, where is that?
They are in Battle Creek, right downtown. And I'll tell you, downtown Battle Creek, if you haven't been there in a while, it is cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
that
it's
thing
really
is gorgeous. The architecture in that town is just beautiful. And Arcadia sits right at the end of the little shopping district with a great big sign hanging out. And their tap room is just plugged with people.
Yep, he's got a tap room and he's got a little restaurant there, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, we had Tim on, the owner of Arcadia.
Grilling freak.
Right, he is. And we're going to be going down there and maybe doing a remote a little bit later this summer and work with some of his product in mixing it in with marinades and things of that nature. But what'd you have when you were down there earlier this week?
I had their nut brown ale.
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
Good malty.
Spot on.
Caramely. Very
nice.
It is
beautiful.
It is.
I brought a case home.
And you know the thing is, too, like
Wait. You told me it was a 12-pack. You're holding out on me, baby. You're holding out on me.
It was a 12 by the time I got home.
Yeah. And you guys know.
Oh, easy. Easy. For those of you that are listening out there,
friends.
We do not condone drinking and driving.
I gave it to friends on the way home.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very
Just
much.
Just kidding.
That's great. But anyway.
Tim Surprise, Arcadia Ales, new sponsor. And
their stuff's all over the stores. I mean, you can find Arcadia Ales anywhere.
Success story in Michigan.
Right, it is.
And that's all of those microbrewers, not all of them, but, I mean, a bunch of them we've run into so far, huge success stories.
That's right. And it's all Michigan-made, and you know this show's about that. We support our Michigan-made stuff. We're going to try single-handedly to pull Michigan back out of this economy dump that we're in, and every little Michigan business that we can promote, we're going to do that.
That's right. Duran's got a great microbrewer right by him over there.
We do. Michigan Brewing Company right there in Weberville, and they got a little pub downtown, and you guys are right, man. Beer pairings. People are finally getting on board. I've been on this microbrew thing for about 10 years with a friend of mine who owns a home brewing supply store, And beer pairings, when you find the right beer with the right food, it's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, you have to like good beer, though.
It's not just for Joe Sixpack anymore.
No, it's not. It's not. And Michigan-made beer is some of the best beer in the country.
We, I think, are ranked number 3 in the nation for a number of microbrewers in the country.
Yeah, we've got some of the biggest ones. We've got some of the biggest ones in the country. I don't know at what point where you transfer from a microbrewer
to
a macro brewer or whatever. But
there's a barrel count.
Yeah, there must be. There's some indicator.
Yeah, when I was in Salt Lake City, I visited a couple of them. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And I asked one of the guys there. I was talking to one of the brewers, and I said, you know, how far do you ship? And he goes, well, I don't go past the Mississippi. And I said, well, how come? He goes, why bother? He said, why don't you just go talk to Larry Bell?
Yeah, right.
Because Bell's is... Man, they've branched out.
Yeah,
they're like one of the hottest beers in a lot of markets.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, if you're listening to the Grillin' Guys, 107.3 WBBL every single Saturday morning. It's springtime. I know there's no snow in my backyard. Get out, clean off your grill, get it fired up, make something for your family, put some snacks together. We're going to have some great recipes for you. We're going to go down to Kansas City and talk to our cowboy, Rob Russell. He's going to give us a great marinade. We're going to talk about the pig naming contest. We got that going for another couple weeks. Stick with us. We'll be back.